outside today, which is a good thing because we need it. I was reminded, someone said last night when it was raining and they were trying to run out of rain, and I said, when I was a child growing up, my dad used to say, if you run fast enough, it will miss you. So just remember that about our weather. We're in work session, House Bill 2626, relating to mental health. Judy, would you begin?
House Speaker 2626, the original bill appropriates money for atypical antipsychotic medications that you have in your package, the -1 amendment, which replaces the bill. And the amendment will authorize the Director of Human Services to adopt rules to establish license requirements for persons who may order, monitor, and evaluate the use of restraint and seclusion in mental health treatment inpatient service programs for adolescents and children. It limits the license to someone who is either employed by the state or is licensed to provide those services, is providing services under contract with the state. It does require an annual training and authorizes renewals or fees. It does retain the emergency clause, making it effective upon passage. The agency needs this bill because HCSA has recently adopted regulations requiring restraint or seclusion orders to be issued by a physician or a registered nurse, and we don't have enough staff to do that. So this is an opportunity to cross-license individuals who have the necessary credentials, but not necessarily the Oregon license that allows them to do that.
Madeline, you want to come up also?
I just want to make sure that we weren't supplanting RNs and physicians who already can order these things currently. Is that the intent?
I'll let Madeline explain that.
Okay.
Good morning. For the record, I'm Madeline Olson, Assistant Administrator for Mental Health Services for the Mental Health and Developmental Disability Services Division. The original rules that HCSA published in January 22nd of this year limited the authorization, monitoring, and evaluation to physicians or registered nurses. These May 22nd changes to those federal regulations allow licensed practitioners to receive orders, order, monitor, and evaluate seclusion and restraint. So it expands the range of people in these programs funded with this version of federal money that can do this work, assuming they have the appropriate training.